talk to us for a few minutes here. Casey, good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
You didn't know we were going to have music for you, did you?
I didn't know. I was excited to hear that.
Oh, man, we're pleased to have you with us. Casey, I know how pleased you are to be the new city councilman and to have taken this office on being unopposed, in my opinion, shows a great faith of the people of District 3 and your ability and what you're going to do for them as their constituents. So, congratulations to you. How do you feel about it?
Thanks so much, Mike. I am definitely very excited. I was ready to compete if I needed to, but I can't lie and say that I'm not happy that I was able to run unopposed.
I think I told you one time. I was on the city council for 14 years, and I ran many a race opposed and many a race unopposed. And I love the unopposed. There's no doubt.
Saves a lot of money and saves a lot of hard work. Yeah. But I think that I can now channel that hard work into being the councilman that I'm going
to
be.
Absolutely. Well said. Just a couple of quick questions, Casey, since we never have enough time to really get deep into things here. But the major question that I think most people have asked you is, Casey, why did you run? Why do you want to be a Pensacola city councilman?
It's funny because my wife asked me that same question back in January whenever I decided to run. She was kind of taken off guard. But, I grew up in Pensacola, lived here most of my life, and I really just love the area. Love what I've seen happening in Pensacola in the past, 38 years that I've been here. The work that I do on a day-to-day basis with my job is done all over the country and outside of Pensacola. And I really wanted to have the ability to work inside Pensacola, help the residents of Pensacola to just shape the area into what we want it to be as a community.
I hear you. Casey, one time a great mayor made the comment that local government is the best government. And I totally agree with that, because as a Pensacola city councilman, you can on a Thursday night make a decision and have it implemented on Friday. Whereas it's state, federal, it just takes so much time to get things done. A city councilman can get things done and get things done quickly. And I think that there's a lot to be said for being a city councilman. I think you're really going to enjoy it.
Well, thank you. I like what you're saying there about being able to get stuff done. I think that one reason that this appealed to me is that it is a nonpartisan role, and where I'm sure there will be some partisan politics involved a little bit, you don't have those restrictions that you would in most other government situations. So I'm really looking forward to working with the other council people to really affect some change here in the area.
I hear you, and I totally agree with you. The council being nonpartisan really makes a huge difference. So, Case, we could probably do a two-day seminar on this next question, but I'm going to ask you to kind of briefly go over your vision for the city. What do you want to see done? What would you like to especially do, say, in your first couple of months on the council? What's your vision?
Yeah, so really my first couple of months, I'm looking to try to get a meeting together town hall meeting to where I can hear from some more of the constituents. I've already had some people calling and talking to me. I've talked to people that I know to get their thoughts about their vision for Pensacola, because really I think that my role is less about my vision and more about the vision of my constituents, because that's really what I'm going to be doing, is representing those people in my district. And the purpose of city government is to serve the needs of their citizens. And that's what I want to do, is listen to my constituents and represent their voices on the city council. I've seen a lot of growth in Pensacola and positive change over the years, as I'm sure you have as well. And I just want to make sure that Pensacola continues to see that positive growth and development without neglecting the current residents. I've talked to someone recently that felt like part of District 3 up in the Scenic Heights area is sometimes an afterthought, and I don't want that to be the case. So, making sure that I represent everyone in my district and really think about everyone in the city of Pensacola as well. I think that that I'll be successful.
I think you're right. Casey, give me a snapshot, if you will, of your district. Some folks may not know where District 3 is and who you represent on the council. Give me a snapshot of maybe a little bit of geography about where District 3 is located.
Yeah, happy to do that. Some people look at me funny as I start to describe it because it's sometimes hard to picture without looking at a map. But if you're on Bayou Boulevard, between Firestone and Hyde Park Road, and you go to the east, and actually to the north a little bit too. So it's going to run between Hyde Park and Summit, between Hyde Park and Firestone, Firestone all the way to Summit Boulevard, and then Hyde Park to Scenic Highway. And then essentially in between Scenic Highway and Summit and then Spanish Trail, almost all the way up to Creighton Road.
Pretty big district. I'm proud to say, Casey, that I'm one of your constituents. So
I'm excited about that.
Well, I am too. I can't wait to meet you in person. One other quick question here. The city of Pensacola has a port, an airport, a gas company, police, fire, planning and zoning, recreation. Being a new councilman, and I've been there, and I think I know what you're going to go through, how are you briefing yourself? How are you learning about all these elements of the city? Of course, it's a little bit of a cliche nowadays, but a lot of people say when you first go on the city council, learning all that information is like trying to drink water out of a fire hose. There's so much coming at you, so much to learn. How are you doing that?
Yeah, I'm starting already, but there's still a long way to go. One thing that I think is really important as a city councilman is to make sure that you have people that are experts in different areas that are around you that can advise you, that you can go to asking questions about. So you talked about parks. I've met with someone a couple times that's already serving on the committee for the Parks and Recreation in Pensacola, making contact with those folks at the airport and just learning a little bit more about it. Before COVID-19 came around, I was traveling probably 2 to 3 times a month for my job, usually just for a night at a time, but got to spend a good bit of time in our airport, so know a bit about it from the customer side of things, but definitely have a lot to learn there. There's a lot of reading that happens, a lot of online searches, and, I think of myself kind of as a lifetime learner. I really enjoy learning, and that's a task that I'm taking on right now, getting ready for this role.
Casey, I was going to mention one thing to you. You are losing some veterans on the city council, so it's going to be a little, I don't want to say a challenge, but it's going to be very interesting for your service starting off. You've got Andy Tahar, of course, is gone. That's why you're there. Jewel Canada Wynn, who, quite frankly, when I was mayor, she was my deputy mayor, and she was terrific. Yeah. And she was a voice of experience. And then, of course, John Gerrals, who, of every city councilman I served with, I think John Gerrals represented his district probably better than almost anybody. He was tenacious about fighting for things in his district, and many times he got just what he needed. But you are going to have a little bit of challenge. You're going to have a young council. It'll be a diverse council, which is great. Speak to that a little bit.
You know, one thing that I've found is that the current city council members are happy to have conversations, talk about what they're hoping to do in the city, or what they, what kind of legacy they want to leave as they're leaving the council. So I'm hoping to have some conversations. I've already had a few, but have some more conversations with current city council members, just to learn the ropes a little bit. Now's the time to do it. Once I take office, of course, due to sunshine laws, I won't be able to meet with them and learn these things. So getting that under my belt going into it's going to be important.
Very good. Casey, one thing, just to comment, I know you'll agree with me because I know you've met many of them, but I did find that the city staff is amazing. You've got some of the best public servants on that staff who are so knowledgeable, and I know you're going to be drawing on them to learn as you move forward. No question.
Oh, yeah. you know, I've already started to get some emails from them. So I can tell in advance. I haven't met them in person yet, but I can already tell that the staff is great. They're willing to help and are already communicating with me in preparation for taking office in November.
Very good. Casey, I just want to say this. Congratulations to you. Oh, no, I do have one other thing. As I was looking you up, just to kind of get me some background information, you have published a great article on tips for working at home, which I think affects so many of our citizens. I'm going to ask your permission right here on the air. On my Wednesday show here, if you don't mind, I'm going to talk about that a little bit, using your article as a background. Do you mind if I do that?
Please do. And if anybody wants to see it, I posted it on my LinkedIn page. But yeah, I've been working from home for a little over 2 years now. And you know, when everybody else started working from home and were a little worried about it, I found myself much more productive working out of a home office. That's where I am right now.
Well, great. Casey, we got to go. I really wish we had more time to talk.
Right.
I look forward to meeting you as one of your constituents. I'll buy you a cup of coffee sometime because that is not
bad. Well, I need to talk to you about some gardening.
Oh, hey, we can do that too. We can do it
all. Right.
Casey, thanks for being with me this morning. It was really great talking
to you.
We wish you well. And, of course, as constituents and citizens of Pensacola, we are always here for you also. Let us know what we can do for you. So thanks for being
thanks
with
so
me.
Much, Mike.